Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST. 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 This is N7IBB. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. No specific discussion topic tonight. Does anyone have a request that they would like to discuss? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
KF4TEK.
KF4TEK, N7IVV. Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. I thought a useful topic might be how to join a roundtable in progress, both from the perspective of the person who wants to do the joining, and from the members of the existing conversation. So if people A, B, and C are talking on the repeater, and person D wants to join, what does person D do? And then what does the roundtable do? Who should do what when? Thought that might be a handy topic for newer hams. KF4TEK, back to net.
Okay, great. That's a very good idea. We'll discuss that. Announcements. Of course, the club meeting tomorrow night at 7:15. For those of you that haven't seen your email yet, we are so far still a go for unrestricted meeting as far as numbers of people. Masks, of course, are completely voluntary, neither encouraged nor discouraged. It's all completely up to each of you. What with the current craziness and going on here again, we might see a number of us feeling more comfortable wearing masks again out in public. So by all means, if you feel more comfortable with that, don't feel shy. But at this point, we don't have any other restrictions. So anybody who can make it physically there, 7:15 tomorrow night, come early if you want to socialize, since we don't get together often enough, and we would like to start the meeting on time, especially because we do have what promises to be a very interesting discussion presentation, basically chaired by KN4GDX, Bruce, about the various digital modes that we have available as far as the RFM radios, not FT8 type digital, but actual digital audio. Testing session, again, we have one that's scheduled by Farah coming up in September. There is another one coming up here in August, later on in the month down in Stafford. If anybody needs more information, you can send an email or pop it out here on the repeater if you're a licensed amateur, of course, and we can get you details on that. Other than that, let's see, I guess this weekend is also the big ARRL, what are they calling it? QSA Today Virtual Ham Expo coming up this weekend. August 14th and 15th. Registration is like $12.50 or something, and it gives you unfettered and unlimited access to any of the online activities that they've got going on. Lots of good topics, lots of good sessions. So check that out. That's the ARRL. QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo. You just do a web search on that. Anything else going on that I'm overlooking here? Anybody have any announcements? Go ahead. Okay. In that case, we'll go ahead and start. Sorry, we'll start check-ins here. course, I've got you down already, so kick off here and start check-ins. N7IVV, go ahead.
This is K1HTV Mobile.
KS4LUA.
KX4KU.
KN4SPL.
KS1PPY.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KO4CLR.
W8BG. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Lima Charlie. Okay, I've got K1HTV, KO4LUA, KX4KU, KN4SPL, KS1PPY, KM4OZH, KO4CLR, W8BT, and KO4LLC, and I know there was a couple of doubles there, so if I missed you, go ahead and call now.
KJ7APV.
Okay, KJ7APV, good evening, Becca. All right, topic tonight is going to be repeater etiquette, I guess. Mike's question was related to, he specifically said roundtable, but I think we should also kind of expand that into, I'm assuming by roundtable you mean just a number of people chatting on the repeater at any given time, but it wouldn't hurt also to, I think, expand that a little bit to include nets, especially directed nets. Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you, start the discussion off, besides you're next on the list anyway, but let's hear your thoughts and guidance on that. Go ahead, KF4TEK, 7IVV.
All righty. Good evening, Brad, everybody on the net. It's KF4TEK Mobile. I think that an acceptable procedure for somebody wishing to join an ongoing conversation that is not a directed net, but, you know, folks just chatting on the repeater and you're like, oh, I'd like to talk to somebody, or I have something to say on that topic that might be useful or interesting, or I just want to join the rag queue. That person should wait until one of the participants unkeys, wait for the courtesy tone on the repeater, and then briefly key down and give his or her call sign, just your call. So, KF4TK. And then you wait. And then the next person who would normally transmit anyway should recognize that that person has been heard. So normally you say, oh, you know, KF4TK recognized or heard or welcome KF4TK or howdy, Mike. Just whatever. Just to let the person know that, you know, they made it into the machine and that their desire has been noted. At that point, the person who was part of the existing conversation can choose to let the person wishing to join immediately, or can, you know, finish a thought or two and then turn it over to the new station. You probably should not make the new station wait for an entire rotation of an informal list of participants. For a directed net, if you wish to join the net, you must wait for net control to call for check-ins. If you are late to the party, then you need to sit and listen until the net control calls for additional check-ins, period. And that's pretty much the way a directed net goes. Net control calls the shots, and you do what he or she says when he or she says to do it. Other than that, doing all right. Made a very small amount of progress on my antenna project by measuring out wire, and then misplaced the wire. So back to square one, I guess. KF4TEK, back to net.
Well, you know, Mike, that is almost funnier than an actual real-life joke. I feel sorry for you there. That's I'm not even going to ask how you could misplace a bunch of wire for an antenna, but obviously it's possible, or you wouldn't have done it. But I'm sure you'll figure that out and find it. So good luck with that project. Yes, to reiterate and agree with everything that you just said, as far as etiquette for conversations on a repeater, well, frankly, any type of communications, it doesn't matter whether it's a repeater, doesn't matter whether it's FM or UHF or HF or, you know, whatever. And frankly, it's really kind of the same thing as just chatting with a bunch of people. You walk up to some people at a party, you know, just butt into a conversation. You know, you kind of say hi, and everybody looks at you and says, oh, hi, and they finish whatever their sentence may be, and then they'll say, okay, so how are you doing? And so same kind of thing here. So, yeah, whatever method you want to use, say acknowledging, you know, AB4XYZ acknowledged, you know, maybe a little more formal than necessary, but that's just my personal opinion. Just a quick, you know, hi, whoever. And then the rotation is the important thing, you know, that there's actually kind of a rotation going on, because otherwise it just gets all kind of scrambled up. And you definitely don't want to jump into a conversation and suddenly monopolize it when you've got other people going on. So keep that in mind. Waiting for the courtesy beep, that's an important thing. When you're in a conversation in any mode, you don't want to be also rude and, I don't know, there's probably some fancy ham radio term for it, but you don't want to hog the frequency, whatever it is. And so what you need to do is simply pause. You know, after you say something, and it's Bill's turn to get on, Bill should wait at least until the courtesy tone goes off before he starts talking. And frankly, even a couple of more heartbeats than that, just in case there is somebody that wants to join in. Or, frankly, don't forget that even though we all have cell phones and whatnot, there might be somebody who needs to make an emergency use of the repeater. So, you know, just a little pause you don't have to wait for the repeater to completely drop for the final squelch tail. But, you know, just a second or two, it's not going to hurt you to take a breath before you start talking, and that gives somebody else an opportunity to jump in and, you know, ask by giving your call, you're asking if you can join the conversation. And with that, I'll move over to K1HTB and get your comments. Go ahead, Rich.
Brad, and good evening, everyone. This is K1HTB Mobile, heading west on 211 toward Jamesville. Beautiful sunset after all that rain. Pretty pink sky to the southwest. A couple of clouds to the west, and I can see the mountains. Real pretty scene. As far as I add one more thing to the etiquette. After a station is recognized, and it's time to pass it over to that person, it would be a good idea to pass along also to whom he should rotate it to. So, if I'm talking to if I break in and KF4TK says recognizes me, he might say yeah, K1HTV, and you pass it over to Brad, or pass it over to N7IVV. So. Let the person know who's next in the rotation. I'm looking forward to the weekend, to the upcoming Ham Expo. Registered early for $10, and looking forward to that. I'll be busy Saturday morning, but they are all recorded, and you'll be able to play them back for a good part of a month, I believe, if you're pre-registered. And if you register at each of the a number of the sites, there are giveaways by a number of the vendors, but you have to check into the vendor site and register for the drawings that they conduct. So you may want to do that if you've registered or plan to register. As far as propagation, 6 meters, pretty much e-skip season has pretty much ended. There have been a couple little openings, but nothing like it was in July. And it's tapering off now. 10 meters is open briefly this morning. I got on and heard a station in Sicily, one in France, one in Spain. Called them, but they did not copy my 75 watts. But the antennas are five element up on the 90 feet high, I should say. But that was not enough to make it. So eventually 10 meters will open up, if we have a high enough MUF, maximum usable frequency, and the fall would be the good time to work Europe again. So you'll get some F2 skip to Europe if the solar flux climbs high enough. We're in the process of the peak of the meteor shower, the Perseid meteor shower. Tonight looks like a good night. The clouds, if they dissipate a little bit more, we might be able to see visually 30 meteors per hour, or meteorites per hour. And I'll be on 6 meters and 2 meters. This morning I heard a W5 on 2 meters and a K0 on 2 meters, but did not have the time to stick around and call for very long. So I'll be on probably 6 and 2 this evening, maybe tomorrow morning, looking for some meteor shower contacts. That's it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV Mobile, now in Amosville.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping for more clear skies, because I enjoy watching the meteors probably as much as anything. 2 meters single sideband? I guess it depends on what you're doing. I guess, what mode are you usually doing, Rich, to make these contacts on 2 meters? Go ahead.
The sideband used to be 144, 200, but now most of the activity is down on 144, 150 using the MSK-144 mode. MSK-144, when transmitting towards the west, you transmit the second and fourth. In other words, don't check the box, don't check the first slash even box, leave that unchecked so you will not be QRMing other locals who are transmitting on the second and fourth. So transmit second and fourth period, 144, 150. On 6 meters, you'll probably hear more, and I'd recommend you go to 50.260. It's the calling frequency for meteors, 50.260. A lot of guys will call CQ plus 5 or CQ plus 10 or CQ 265 to tell the person that I'm calling CQ here on the calling frequency, but I'm going to listen for you up higher or down lower, and continue and complete the contact there. So that's 50.260 is the place you want to listen if you're going to listen for meteors on 6 meters. That's it. Back to you, K1HTV Mobile.
Okay, thanks, Rich. There's something I was going to add to the discussion about. Never mind about whatever. So we'll go on down to, as soon as I get the right window back up on my screen here, KL4LUA. Charles, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well. About the etiquette for cutting our conversations. Sometimes I feel like I might be being rude and trying to step on somebody, but I've tried before and not good in response, so don't know if they didn't hear me or they just didn't want to acknowledge it. But that's okay. Keep on trying. Further down the line, got upgrade test coming up at Spotsylvania on the 21st, so all good wishes for that, I hope. And that's about it. Other than that, I've been trying to work 10. 10's been pretty silent for me in the last couple of days, so I'm going to have to wait to the autumn, I guess. That's about it. KO4LUA.
Okay, Charles, thanks. Well, if you get your general in a couple of weeks, you won't have to wait till autumn because you'll be able to work the other bands, the old lower HF bands. So make that effort there. KX4KU, Kevin, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead.
M7IVD, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thank you, sir, for doing the net tonight. Looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. I hope everybody who can will come in person. It's nice to see everybody in person. One thing I would just point out, it is not proper etiquette, as I learned the hard way, to use the word break to join a round table. So just wanted to make that point as well. Did today's CWT. I had to shut down early because at least where I was at, the lightning was very nearby. And coming
pretty quick up there on the ridge. So I just kind of was safe and just continued operating, waited out the storm, and came home. So I will turn it back over to you, Brad. N7IVZ tags, 4K, you back tonight.
Okay, yeah. As I mentioned to Kevin earlier, I told him that the lighting was danger close for those who are military-minded. That's usually not a good thing to have happen to you when it's danger close. You generally don't survive that one. But Thor has been good to me so far, and he's he has foregone nuking my location here, so to speak. So, KN4SPL, how are you doing tonight, N7IVV?
N7IVV from KN4SPL in the net. Good evening, Brad, and all in the net. Let's go to the weather first tonight. Actually, it was a little late to getting on the net tonight because I forgot I disconnected all my antennas, so that took a few minutes to put everything back together. Not a whole lot to add to the repeater discussion. It's good information out there, so I do appreciate the conversation. And as far as things in the shack, I for some reason that I don't know the answer to, I got everything back up and running right, except at least on FT8 with the HF rig. But now I'm stuck in split mode, and I don't know how to get out of it. But I am making contacts. The wattage going out is good. SWR is good. I mean, I've been hitting Bulgaria, Estonia, Ecuador, Venezuela, so and around the United States tonight. So I'm definitely getting out there. But it's never good when you don't know what you did to fix it. So I'm still scratching my head at that one a little bit. But enjoying making contacts. So that's all I got for tonight. This is KN4SPL. Back to net.
Okay, well, congratulations on that. I am a professional fixer, and I can't remember what in the world it was that I fixed. And I have that problem just continuously. If I'm on the computer or whatever, and work-related stuff, it's even worse because I need that. Need to remember what it was so that I can duplicate it the next day on something else that comes up that's unforeseen. As far as split mode, I'm looking at JTDX, but it's the same kind of thing. If you go into the settings area and go to your radio section, you should have an option there for split operation. And if it's set to, I set it to none. Now, that may be right tomorrow along with split operation may be okay because the program does it, but it makes me nervous. So anyway, to do it, that's where you go. So settings, radio, split operation, none. And at least that's how I solved my problem. All right, let's see. Where are we here on the list? KS1PPY, good to hear you tonight. Go ahead.
N7IVZ on the net. Good evening. Nice to hear everybody, too. I've kind of been between taking stuff apart and putting stuff back together and trying to get HVAC working here at the house. I've been in and out, so lots of work, lots of stomach troubles, lots of ulcers, you know, the usual stuff. Good information on getting in and out of conversations. I know a lot of when I was first starting in it, had a lot of trepidation about keying up and like what to say. Was I going to get chewed out if I said it wrong? So knowing the right way to get into a conversation really really goes a long way. You know how to get in and say stuff to people and how to get in comfortably. So that's good information. I like that subject. Haven't done a whole lot of radio, just been working too much. Got a little bit of the 6-meter and 10-meter stuff, 17 through the night, just because I didn't feel like changing anything up. And Yeah, currently all of my stuff is disconnected for lightning storms. I braved it for the net, but not gonna try my HF lightning attractor in this thing. So looking forward to the meeting tomorrow. Hopefully I can make it without any sort of trouble, and I hope to see everybody there. KS1 BPY back to net.
Okay, fine business, as we say in the hobby. I'm not gonna get onto the subject particularly because I don't know anywhere near as much as I might believe that I do, but we don't attract lightning. It just kind of does its thing, and I don't even think that it goes to the highest object because we're not lightning magnets. We're just unfortunate people when lightning decides to do its thing. Dan Poor OCH, Gil, how are you tonight? Good to hear you.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. And Brad, did I understand you to say that... that you don't know all what you claim you know? Is that that last one of the last statements? Anyway, as far as repeater etiquette, well, at least I'm glad to hear that at least I don't think I'm too far off in the way that I have been operating in nets and round tables. So that's all that information confirming that's all is all good. And I'm just working on various things here, and all the lightning and thunder that came around passed a little bit south of me here in Manassas, and just got just a little bit of rain, no big deluge or anything. So we're still pretty dry here on the south side of Manassas. That's all I got. Oh, I will be Brad. I'll be at the meeting early tomorrow to help set up. This is KM4OZH, back to Ned.
Okay, Gil, yeah, I appreciate that. I plan on being over there quite early. I'm going to try to get over there by 6, just because I don't want to have a repeat of last month, I guess, when I forgot to do the WebEx. My goal there will be to concentrate on making sure that we have all of the audio, visual, computer, everything set up, and Bruce will be there, and he needs to have his presentation set up, and yada, yada, yada. So I appreciate you being willing to take the role of official chair and table setter-upper. That's great. I appreciate it. All righty. KL4CLR, Alexi, nice to hear you tonight. Go ahead.
Thank you for hosting that. Good evening for everyone out there on the net. The storm was fun to watch. Downtown Warrenton, and we got about 10 minutes of rain, some wind, and the one branch that fell was nice enough to knock my J-pole over behind the house. So I'm talking on a portable, and I'll go out tomorrow and fix it. Again, I would like to offer that tomorrow night at the meeting, I will be happy to show up and six-ish and help with tables and chairs as well. Not much going on in my life other than work. I've been still studying up for my general. I'm hoping to make the September test at FARA, and if not, I may go down to Spotsy and try there at the mall. But other than that, I just hope everyone is happy, well, and doing good, and I look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow face-to-face. Anyway, KO4CLR, back to net.
Okay, very good. Well, I will be, what am I trying to say? Yeah, come early, help set up, and then after you're done in 10 minutes with all the help, you guys can sit around and rag you. That's a good excuse to come early also. Appreciate that. Well, let's see, I keep moving my screens around. W8BT, oh, by the way, Alexi, perfect signal. You're completely readable, so, I mean, you don't need to worry about having your J-pole down, except for the fact that we don't like having our antennas down. So, anyway, your handheld's working just fine. W8BT, M7IVV, go ahead, Travis.
Hey, good evening, Brad, and all in the net. As far as the breaking into a conversation, I want to add to what Kevin said as far as break not being etiquette. I just want to add, I think break... I've heard it used But I feel like that should only be used like, hey, I have a flat tire on 95 and no cell reception, and I need some help. And then there's brake, 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 which is what they tell you to do on the Bluemont net. That means that there's a major pileup in front of me, I have no cell signal, and I'd like somebody to call 911. Just my thoughts on that subject. As far as what you commented on with WSJTX, for the fake it, split mode operation, I generally use the rig control. It helps to center your frequency in the audio pass band, and with my old rig, TS-850, there's less chance of getting more power or less power or possible harmonics from being way high or low in the audio pass band. And I wanted to comment on there was a little bit of enhancement today. I received WAVY just about, an hour ago, down from Suffolk, Virginia, and I was receiving a bunch of NWS stations just a little bit ago. I was listening for the ongoing problems with 162.55. But anyway, I've rambled long enough. Good net, Brad, and thanks for doing it. Hope to see everybody tomorrow. This is W8BT back to net.
Okay, great. Thanks, Travis. By the way, for everybody, we use the term etiquette, you know, what's the right etiquette for this and the other, because that's really what it is. It isn't like rules, and there certainly shouldn't ever be anybody yelling at you, especially if you're a newbie on the air, about your operating, whatever, however you get bid it. If anything, you'll usually get somebody who will gently and kindly coach you and say that, you know, usually you do it this way or that way, or it's customary to whatever, but, you know, so... By the way, as far as English goes, we don't, would you kindly do this, that, and the other when you're asking somebody to please do it? Because kindly means, okay, I'll do it gently and nicely. No, I won't kindly click on the button there. I just, anyway. Would you be so kind as to, that's a different thing. Sorry, soapbox has nothing to do with ham radio. KO4LLC, George, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. Doing well, just a little disappointed with the storms coming through while I'm messing around with some antenna projects. I just a little upset with the Postal Service for either turning a truck over somewhere and not delivering my parts that I've ordered for over a week, but they just keep saying it's going to be late, but they won't tell me where it's at. So I've made a discovery it may not be news to anyone here. So I took my mag mount from my HF, and I found a wash tub, turned it over, and put four radios on it, and in the middle of the 20, 40, and 80 band, I'm getting down to SWR about 107, and near the end, it's like just under 1.5. So I want to play with that a little bit more. In the meanwhile, until I get my other parts. KO4 LLC, back to Met.
Hey, that's interesting. I feel a QST article coming on that one. That'll be interesting. All right, KJ7APV, Becca, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead. Now, by the way, this is N7IVV for ID.
N7IVV, KJ7APV, greeting everybody on the net. It's a good topic. The way I figured out how to enter a round table was just by listening and, you know, watching how they did things. So I make my call sign KJ7APV if I want to enter a round table, and whoever's talking courteously says, Becca, do you acknowledge, or, you know, repeats my call and say, you acknowledge, and then they go on, and then usually there's an indicator of whose turn it is, and then it comes around to my turn. And usually there's an indicator of who mine's passed it along to. So it's pretty clear if you just listen to a few skilled radio operators, ham radio operators, you can figure it out. But the question I have has to do with graciously dropping out, even if it's just a one-on-one conversation in amateur radio. Well, for example, I was talking to a family member last week, and I said, oh, I should let you go. And then 10 minutes later, oh, I should let you go. And 5 minutes later, we finally hung up. So you kind of go back and forth. Well, this will be my final after your final, or something like that, after your reply. But then we keep talking, and it seems to, I don't know, feel a little uncomfortable with it. So if anybody has any comments or insights on how to graciously, instead of dragging on a conversation, how to graciously drop off, I'd sure like to hear it. So nice to hear y'all. I plan to be at the meeting tomorrow. I lined up some transportation, so we'll see you then. KJ7APV, that's Connect Control.
Okay, interesting that you bring that up as far as ending the conversation. I don't know that it's graceful or not. I understand what you're saying about talking to family members or whatever. I have to laugh. Years ago, my wife had a young lady coming in to help her mom, kind of a pseudo-home health care person, mostly to be here to help her with things that she needed to. But she would get on, and she would be texting like that. And it's like, okay, well, thank you so much. And my wife would say, okay, you're welcome. But then she'd come back again and say, oh, I really appreciate it. It was back and forth. It's like, what? You don't have to keep responding to me when I said thank you or see you later. Or really pretty comical. But, yeah, just avoid the temptation. When you say, okay, this is my final, make it your final. Don't respond back. The person might have a comment or whatever. I mean, that's just personal. That's just self-control than anything else. So avoid the temptation to keep coming back. And a lot of times what we'll do, I mean, if you're really gone, I just say, okay, I'm gone, got to go, bye, see you, talk to you later. And then walk away. The other person can keep talking all they want. But it might be polite to say, okay, I will be clear on your final, which means this is my last transmission, but I'm going to sit and listen to what you have to say, and then I'm going to get out of the car or off the air or whatever. But that's kind of what that indicates. Clear on your final means I'm going to listen for your last transmission, and then I'm out of here. But, if you're really not done talking, then don't say that. That's just, that's kind of etiquette, kind of not. I don't know. That's just the way it is. Okay, that's the end of the list. This is N7IVV with the Farah Weekly General Service Net, held every Wednesday. If anybody would like to check in now at the end of the list, please do so. Go ahead.
K1HTV, recheck with some info.
WD8QCN, good evening, Brad.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo November. Mark, good evening, Mike.
Okay, WD8QCN, Steve, and KO4M, MBN, Mark. Go ahead, Steve, WDAQCN and 7IVV, and Rich, I did get you as a recheck.
7IVV in the net, WDAQCN, good evening to all. Just checking in a little late here tonight, obviously. Had a long phone call with another ham friend down in Texas going on here, so just got free of that. Wanted to throw my 2 cents in. Good chat on etiquette, and hopefully see you all at the meeting tomorrow. WDAQCN, back to net.
Okay, very good. Yep, we'll look forward to seeing you too. KO4 MBN and 7IVV, go ahead.
N7IVV, KO4 MBN. I got on here late, so I missed quite a bit of the conversation. But I think that terminology break goes back to 11 meter days. And we didn't have call signs, we had handles, I guess. So we used to say break, break, break. Now I just throw my call sign out there and wait until they stop the conversation to acknowledge me. Most of the time it works. Sometimes people yuck, and you might have to do it once or twice, but for the most part I've been successful with just throwing a call sign out there. Anyhow, that's all I got to throw my 2 cents worth in there. Been doing a lot of FT8. Band's been down in my my level for about 4 or 5 days now. I was having a great deal of luck last week on FT8, but nothing this week at all. Anyhow, KO4 MBN, back to you, Matt.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for making it over tonight, Mark. All right, I'm K1HTV, Rich. What's your recheck info comment? Go ahead.
K1HTV. Yeah, just adding to what Travis WABT said regarding the. It is recommended that you do not use none if you have split capabilities with your radio. If your radio is an A and B VFO, you have cat control working, do not use none. Split operation significantly has significant advantages in using the split mode. We're using both the VFOs for receive and transmit. If your radio supports it, you should use select the rig option in the menu, and then the radio menu on WSJTX. So go to F2 settings, and then radio tab, and then select the lower right, you'll see it'll say rig, fake it, or none. Preferred rig, and it'll put your transmit signal, the audio range, in the 1500 to 2000 hertz range. And if you use none, and you transmit a very low tone, is in all likelihood you'll see a second or a third and a fifth harmonic, or a second and fourth. You'll see harmonics up the band if you overdrive the radio. So by keeping the audio in the range of 1500 to 2000, the second harmonic is 3000, and it's not going to pass through your transmit filter. So I would prefer I'd recommend strongly use the split mode if you have the cat capabilities, and fake it and let WSJTX adjust the VFO as needed if you do not have that capability. So that's the word on the FT8, FT4 mode. See section 4.2 in the manual, 4.2 in the WSJTX user guide for a little bit more information on that. It'll explain a little bit better than me. Back to Net Control, K1HTV.
Okay, thanks, Rich, for clarifying that. Although I'll probably still want to talk to you tomorrow at the meeting because I understand split operation if you're trying to work like a pile up or something, but I'm not entirely sure what's going on in FT8, how it does that. But, yeah, I've had mine set to rig forever, and I know that the cat control, the program takes care of it. So, anyway, we'll take that, we'll bring it up tomorrow at the meeting and chat about it, because I'm sure there's a lot of other people that'll gather around and listen in. Well, all right, folks, appreciate everybody checking in tonight. It's been a good net. We'll do it again next week. And like I say, this is N7IVV, and this has been the Wednesday night general service net. I was just finishing something up here, where we meet every Wednesday evening to discuss various general topics about ham radio. And this is the Falkir Amateur Radio Association. If you have any questions or are want more information, just go to our website, w4va.org. What's Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha .org, and you can see that there. Stand by. Is that the interference? That's coming over the repeater, isn't it?
It's a distant station. You can hear the airplane flutter on it. Somebody's got a carrier on the frequency with PL tone to bring up our repeater. So it's somebody who's deliberately put the PL tone on the whole repeater, and he's at a distance, not without any modulation.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, I'll deal with sending the tones I need to out later. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3, we'll catch you all tomorrow. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow. And 7-IVV, out.
It'll reset after an hour, Brad. W8BG. WD8QCN, sounds like somebody's got a stuck mic. Hopefully they're wriggle timeout.
Yeah, I hope it does. This is K1HTV. There was a station on one of the frequencies a year or so ago. Key, the radio was on for a long time. At full power, 50 watts of radio did not blow up. The timer wasn't set. It took time out, and all right, somebody timed it out. Brad, did anybody do anything on the last Saturday of the month gathering, hopefully in a close nearby restaurant over in 7IVV, K1HTV?
Guess I didn't get through that time. Well, we need to talk about that at the meeting because it's a little bit, it's a yes and a no kind of an answer, so better to just do it for it tomorrow.
I'm not going to be able to make tomorrow. I've got a nice Columbus dinner meeting, so I'll be attending that this time, and I'll make the club meeting the next first Thursday or second Thursday. I wish one of the two would move, and I don't think the club's going to move, and I don't think the nights are going to move. So I have to rotate between the two. The problem with the rig faker thing, don't think of it as being on two separate frequencies. You're still on the same frequency. You're just shifting the audio. So when you shift, when you're in the rig mode, it actually shifts the audio to keep the tone in the mid-range, and it shifts the radio down to compensate for the shift of the audio. So it moves the audio up to maybe from 1,000 to 1,500, and moves the radio down by, you know, the same 500 hertz on the other way. So anyway, in the faked mode, rig or faked, you're in better chance of producing fewer harmonics, audio harmonics, than you are in the none mode. So anyway, we'll hopefully be able to gather at the end of the month. If not, we'll do like what Travis did. We'll just say, all right, we're going to meet at this place. Like we could say, we're going to meet at the 29 North Diner. Sun or shine, sun or rain, we'll be there. And if people show up, fine. If they don't, they don't. So anyway, take care, Brad. Thanks for doing the net, and good job. And 7IVV from K1HTV.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the info on that. That makes more sense, watching what my radio does and whatnot when I'm working on it. So appreciate that. And, of course, I'll send out whatever info we need to from the meeting tomorrow night to everybody who wasn't able to attend. So we'll catch up to you later. And 7IVV.
7-3, K1HTV, clear.
KS1PTY, this is KO4CLR, do you copy?
K4JNT.
This is W4VA repeat.